intro.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the 15th day of June, year of our Lord, 2020, welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with something that I have no doubt is not being said in downtown Seattle, in the occupied area. That would be the Pledge of Allegiance. If you want to volunteer to the pledge here, just send me an email. Put pledge in the subject line, and you can be one of our volunteers. Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, if I've given this before, I don't recall it. Get yourself a greenhouse. Buy one. If you're not going to set it up and use it right now, let's keep it in storage. A small greenhouse from Harbor Freight is just a couple hundred bucks. Obviously, the bigger the better. I'm no gardener, have no particular desire to be one, but I do like to eat, and I may be becoming a gardener at the last minute. But that's how we began this expanded prepper tip of the day. Get yourself a greenhouse, especially if you live in areas where the winter does not allow growing fruits and vegetables during the cold months. That may be a lifesaver. It really could be. Moving on from there, doTERRA does have On Guard in stock, ready for immediate shipment. Limit one bottle per family. Unless you get a kit, then you can get a second bottle besides the one in the kit. And last but not least, we got caught up on some of the Berkey orders. The rest, we can't promise when they will be in. We are taking orders and hopefully be able to deliver them. I'm a dealer for Berkey's as well as the On Guard, of course, with doTERRA. This is Firearms Monday. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. Telephone number down there in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri, and it is beautiful, truly. 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good
Good morning, John. How are you, sir?
I am wonderful. How are you doing, sir?
Well, I'm a little bit sleep deprived. We've been training people all weekend. We spent, I think, 27 hours on mowers, taming the jungle at the Freedom Center. It's been a long weekend.
Yeah, well, with all the rain and sunshine, stuff's going crazy green all over Missouri. Well, we discussed the farm's tip of the week. Let's begin with that, sir.
You're going to have to remind me, John, because I was up till 2 in the morning on conference calls with militia members around the country dealing with this violence. What was the topic again?
Well, before we do that, I'm going to give you and all listeners something to ponder. I saw a short, and I got up, by the way, 2 hours after you went to sleep at 4 a.m., I saw a short post on Facebook encouraging people to do the following in their search engine, so I did it, and put simply this in it. The digits 322, and then a space, and then the word COVID, C-O-V-I-D. I did that, and it was breathtaking, it was amazing, it was shocking, it was astonishing. Reports from all over the planet of 322 new cases of COVID, 322 deaths from COVID, on and on and on. So I'll leave that with for people. What we discussed the other day, Sam, was the value, whether it exists or not, of leaving a rifle, shotgun, pistol with the hammer spring cocked, or leaving them in storage with the hammer spring uncocked.
I do remember. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about springs. Springs are generally made of steel. There are different types of steel that we use to make springs with. The high silicon content steel springs, things like we use on race cars, on Indy cars, or on high revving engines, they're very durable. They're good for millions and millions of cycles. These high-end springs made of this proper material can last a long time. Like some of the race bikes we make titanium springs from. The problem with firearms is it's very difficult to tell what type of steel your spring is made of. And so with some weapon systems, magazine springs, firing pin springs, torsional springs, if you leave the weapon in a cocked position where the spring is loaded or compressed, it may take a set. And for example, like a buffer spring on an AR or a magazine spring, the phrase take a set means that if you leave it in its compressed state, that when you let the spring relax, you empty the mag or you cycle the gun, that it will have lost power. It won't be its normal length when it's uncompressed. And then it may not function properly. So if you don't know exactly what type of spring material your firing pin spring is made in, do not store your weapons in a cocked state. Just don't do it. A lot of people with magazines, let's say they have a 30-round mag. They want to preload their mags so they're ready to go. Rather than preload them with all 30 rounds, they may preload them with 26 rounds. And by not compressing the spring fully, you prevent that spring from taking a set. But it really pays to know what type of spring material you have in your weapon. And, you know, on the AR-15s, which is a very popular rifle now for home defense, thank goodness, there's a lot of parts kits that are sold. And a lot of manufacturers buy these cheap parts kits that are sold in volume. And they use these cheap springs with really pathetic spring wire. They're not very good. And so if you look around on the internet, you can find sources where you get high-quality silicon springs for your weapon systems. I think there's a company in Colorado that specializes in that. And I'll have to look that up. It might be Wilson Combat or somebody similar to that, but I'll look that up on the break and see if I can give you all the name of some of the higher quality spring manufacturers for firearms.
Well, that would be good information. We look forward to getting that, Sam. Well, the bottom line is almost nobody would have any way of determining what type of steel that spring's made from. That would be extremely difficult, to say the least. So the simple thing is to leave that rifle, shotgun, pistol with the spring in the position where it's not compressed.
Yes. If you're not sure, see, I can look at a spring and I can tell you what it's made of. But okay, so here's the company. It's Wolff, W-O-L-F-F. There's two Fs in Wolff Gun Springs, and the website is gunsprings.com.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
Gunsprings.com. Pretty simple.
Go to gunsprings.com, you'll find for your handgun, your AR, your shotgun, you'll find things like magazine springs that are 10% overpowered. They're stronger than the factory spring. You'll find firing pin springs that are 5% overpower. And these springs are made of really high quality materials. And so if you have any question or you have springs in your firearms that seem just a little weak or they're not like they used to be, go to gunsprings.com and see if they have a high quality replacement spring for that application.
That'd be a smart thing to do. Relatively inexpensive. You're probably looking at $10 to $20 at the very most for replacing any spring on any rifle, shotgun, pistol, aren't we?
You know, I'm not sure exactly. I'm cruising their website right now, and for example, I'm seeing buffer springs that are $14.99. Let me see what the trigger function pack looks like. $4.99. They have like a pack of 10 for $29.99. So you're going to be in the $5 to $30 range probably to replace a bunch of springs with some really high quality stuff.
All the springs in a given AR, you're looking at replacing all the springs for about $30 or so.
You can get a pack of 10 magazine springs that have extra power. They're a little stronger than a factory mag for $49.99, that type of thing. So looks like we've got John in Florida calling in.
We do. Good morning, John.
Yes, Sam, you recommended last year the Thermo PTS 233. Is that still the one that you would recommend for putting on a 22 rifle?
You're talking about the thermal sight?
Yes.
Made by FLIR?
Yes, it was a PTS 233.
Well, FLIR stopped selling thermal sights to civilians about 3 months ago.
Okay. Too late, John.
All right. What do you recommend now for that?
Well, probably the 38 millimeter objective Pulsar is probably the lowest cost, decent performing thermal you can buy now.
Okay.
It's called the XP38. It's made by Pulsar.
Okay. All right,
take a look at that one. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I got a comment before we move on. John's procrastination cost him one opportunity already. If he procrastinates another 3 months, he may not have any opportunity at all, couldn't he?
Well, it's entirely possible the way this country is devolving and the rate at which we're having issues that the federal government will very quickly start to shut down the sale of certain things. And I suspect they'll hit thermal sights. I'll suspect they'll hit body armor, depending on the state you live in. Now, what they did with FLIR was they basically went to them and said, hey, you got these big federal contracts with DOD. If you want to keep these federal contracts with the United States government, you'll stop selling thermal weapon sites to civilians. And of course, I consider that treason by the government operators, and I consider it treason against the American people by FLIR. So, you know, everyone has their own way of looking at something, but the bottom line is, I believe you have God-given unalienable rights, and I believe that your life, no matter who you are as a human being, is worth exactly the same as any other human being. I believe God values all his children equally. And so I really get, you want to get me worked up quick, start talking about why this guy should have more authority, more rights, more power than this other guy, because that'll get my attention.
Absolutely. I agree with you, Sam, 100%. The call number is 800-313-9443. I agree with you also, Sam, that time is getting short. We don't know how much time we've got. I was reading an account of a National Guardsman deployed to Seattle, and the level of restraint shown by both the police and the National Guard, of course, the National Guard was unarmed by edict, but the protesters, the rioters, the anarchists, were trying to kill officers and guardsmen. They had backpacks full of rocks. Now, you throw a rock at a man the size of a softball, clearly, obviously, you're trying to kill him. Of course you are. That's a deadly weapon. The fact that the police did not respond with deadly force in the face of deadly force being used against them, I think, says a lot for their training and discipline. I'm not so sure I would have had that discipline myself. If a man is trying to kill me, my first reaction is to defend myself with deadly force against deadly force. And if these tactics are used in other cities, it's inevitable that police officers, National Guards, or common civilians will use deadly force against deadly force, as rightly they should, correct?
Well, you know, I don't like characterizing things by police and protesters, okay? It promotes tribalism, okay? What I'll say is, if you're a human being, doesn't matter if your pajamas are blue and you have a shiny badge on your chest, or if you're an inner city minority person, or if you're a grandma in a condo in Florida, it doesn't matter. If someone attacks you or aggresses you, you have a God-given right to defend yourself. So if you're a cop and someone aggresses you with lethal force, you have every right to use lethal force to protect yourself and go home safe and sound to your family. And we've got to get away from these labels and get back to unifying principles that talk about human rights. This tribalism that the political parties in the United States, both Republican and Democrat, have promoted for decades is tearing this country apart. And if we can get back to the unifying principles of our founding fathers, and I'll give you an example. In our sniper training courses for SWAT snipers, we often get questions early in the classes about use of force. So you have this young officer, he's an aggressive guy, he's smarter than the average police officer, he's a better shot with his rifle than the average police officer, and he got selected to be a sniper for a SWAT team. Now, I'm telling you, these guys are way smarter than the average policeman. They're way more aggressive. They're quicker thinking. They're better marksmen. They're better athletes than the average police officer. That's why they're on SWAT. That's why they've been selected to be a sniper, because their commanders trust their judgment, right? And we get these guys in these classes, and they ask questions about use of force. Well, if I'm on a sniper rifle and this guy does this or that, am I allowed to shoot him? Or do I have to wait for my lieutenant's green light? Or how does this, you know, and we get into great detail on use of force in these sniper training classes. We'll talk about that after the break.
Hold that thought. We got a break. Call numbers 800-313-9443.
Thank you. What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
All right, we are back. Listen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 15th of June. My grandson's football team is raising money to get the equipment they need to be safe on the field. They're selling high-quality 1,800 thread count sheets. I'm using mine every night. They're just beautiful. They're luxurious, very reasonably priced. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Help these boys out. This is Farmers Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone number down there. If you need answer a question, Sam can help you with that when it comes to anything regarding rifles, shotguns, pistols, training, ammunition, optics. That telephone number down there is 417-718-2597. Sam, let's continue.
Well, I think before the break, we were talking about SWAT team snipers in their initial training and their questions about use of force. And the questions revolve around, how does my use of lethal force change when I'm a sniper versus being a regular policeman? And the answer is very simple. It doesn't.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, it does not. As a matter of fact, it shouldn't be any different for a police sniper or a policeman than it is for a regular citizen. When you talk about using lethal force and taking a human life, and in the next long segment, we'll get into the Floyd thing a little bit, but because it applies to this discussion. But when you talk about taking a human life, there's only a very limited number of things that allow you morally and justly to take another human life. And every one of those things basically revolve around the saving of a human life. So let's talk about what those are. In the state of Missouri, it's fairly simple. You can use lethal force to prevent great bodily harm or imminent death. You can use lethal force to prevent a sexual assault or rape. You can use lethal force to prevent an arson of a building or car. Okay, now, people will say, when you initially start talking about this, they'll say, well, wait a minute. Sexual assault isn't taking a human life.
Yeah, they don't know.
Well,
I've worked with these women. They're broken forever. Go ahead.
Well, what they don't understand is the rate of suicide on a woman that's been raped is 9 times the rate of suicide of women that have not been raped.
Absolutely.
And the arson issue, if you're burning a building down and someone's trapped in it, you can kill them. Someone can hit their head trying to leave in a hurry. They can inhale smoke and pass out and die in the fire. I mean, these are not just potentially, but categorically provable lethal situations. And you have every right to use lethal force to prevent that. Now, in Texas, which is different than Missouri, you can use lethal force to stop a theft. See, now in Missouri, state laws don't allow you to shoot someone to protect property. We hold human life above property, even the human life of a thief. So we don't allow that. But some states have different laws than Missouri and different values and different norms. And so you have to know your own state's use of force policies. Now, there are other state laws that give policemen extra power and extra authority to take a human life. And a lot of those laws revolve around the authority to shoot a fleeing felon.
That's right.
If you believe, as a police officer, if you're a reasonable person and reasonably believe that this fleeing felon is an immediate, imminent threat to society, then you can shoot them in the back when they're running away. Okay? So it depends on your state laws, the area that you live in, what sort of things you're subject to. And John, you know a lot about this, and you've been teaching use of force for decades.
Right.
So I'm interested in what you think about these situations.
Well, first of all, when people are considering taking a concealed carry class, almost all of them think the following: I'm going to learn how to shoot a gun. Well, the firearms training is there for marksmanship and safety and cleaning. Very minimal. It is not the main focus of most instructors, including myself. The main focus of most instructors, including myself, is quote-unquote proper use of deadly force. That's what we spend the most time on. That's what's the most important. Most adults of average or better intelligence can figure out how to not shoot themselves in the foot, to aim a firearm sufficiently to stop an aggressor and to give some minimal cleaning and maintenance to a firearm. That's not why we're there. Those things are included by statute and we cover them. But out of the 8-hour class, I would say we spend about 6 hours on proper use of deadly force. And that's the way it should be. And that's the way it is. And I'm saying this to encourage people, no matter which, all 50 states now have some form of concealed carry permits and training. Obviously, New Hampshire doesn't because they never had a permit system up there. But I encourage people to take this training for that reason, if nothing else. We have a bottom-of-the-hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 15th day of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. We have a new section there titled U.S. Protest, Riots, and Insurrection. It's just getting started. It's going to greatly expand, to say the least. And we'll do our best to find what's important and get it posted there to save you time and your own research and help you get to the heart of the matter as quickly as possible. Over the weekend, I found out that a blood relative of mine, I had got him and his wife an energy cleaner mattress pad a while back. They didn't tell me that they were suffering from flu-like symptoms within 2 or 3 days, and they stopped using it. And I said, well, here's what you need to do. You take that energy cleaner, and you remove 6 of the 9 batteries to slow down the detox. And that happens about 5% of the time. People are so toxic with various chemicals and heavy metals that the detox with all nine batteries is just too much. Slowing down that detox, where you only got 3 batteries instead of 9 batteries, is what we recommend for many people that have that issue. At the end of 30 days, put 3 more batteries in, and then another 30 days, the last 3, to get back up to full strength. That's one of the aspects of the energy cleaner, is detoxification. Most people don't go through that. 95% of the people don't. Most people just experience the best sleep they've ever had. That's why I was able to get up at 4 a.m. this morning after going to bed at 10 p.m. That 6 hours was very restful, I woke up with all the energy I need, pain-free, to meet the challenges of the day. You can also. If you got arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? Seriously, what are you waiting for? Get yourself an energy cleaner, mattress pad to go with it. Everything's right there at my website. We can use PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. I really like PayPal. It's really safe. You can send me a check. My address is there. Toll-free our line 24 hours a day. And before I give you the phone number, we do have a 90-day money-back guarantee. Here's that telephone number for orders only. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday. If you got a question or comment, it's going to do with rifles, shotguns, pistols, ammunition, optics, training, legislation. Just give us a call at 800-313-9443. Okay, looks like we got a caller on hold here, Sam. We got my friend, my webmaster, Tim Spencer. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Sam. How are you guys doing today?
Outstanding. What's going on with you, sir?
Not much. I just had a quick question for Sam. Sam, first let me tell you what my little problem is. It's not a major one. Occasionally around here on the farm, we butcher animals, pigs most often, and you know, because it's hard for me to get out there where the cage is in a wheelchair, I usually just hand my daughter a pistol and say, you know, go put it down. And, you know, we pull it out and put it up on the rack and start butchering it. Now, here the past couple of times we've done that, even though it's only one shot, and this is 22 pistol, GSG 1911, she is really having a problem with how loud it is. And I've been looking online and at some of these compensators that are supposed to knock down, oh, I forgot what the word is, but, you know, that real sharp crack and, you know, that hurts her ears. What it was is she was deaf for years and had a surgery, and now she can hear perfectly. But make a long story short, it's just too loud for her. And I wanted your opinion on these compensators that are supposed to knock down that sound level.
Well, anything that reduces the sound level significantly that would help the situation is an NFA classified item, like a suppressor or a silencer.
Okay.
These compensators that do you know what threads are on the end of the barrel of the pistol? Do you have a threaded barrel?
Yes, I do. It comes that way factory. It's 9 by something metric, and the I found an adapter, and the compensator is 1/2 by 28 threads per inch.
Doesn't sound like the compensator is going to thread onto your metric threads on your barrel.
No, that's why I said I got one of those adapters that threads onto the 9 point whatever by 10 millimeters. And the other end is 1/2 by 28.
I understand. Okay, well, that's a standard thread. You should be able to find a suppressor for that. But let me ask you this question. Why is she not wearing electronic ears or some type of hearing protection when she goes out to shoot the hog?
Well, honestly, Sam, we don't... we don't have enough money for an electronic one, and two, I really... never thought of anything but earplugs. And I think we're out of them right now.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you text me your address to the Freedom Center phone number,
okay,
I will send you a pair of electronic ears.
Wow. Thank you, Sam.
No problem.
I greatly appreciate that. But anyway... The only other thing, guys, I had is just a heads up, and I really don't have an opinion on it, but I'm starting to see more and more news articles in between the level of mainstream media and, you know, what I would call the far-right news media, not far-right, but the right news media, but the in-between that, and... mentioning the word revolution, and I said I didn't have opinion, but I do have a little bit of one, and I'd like your feedback on it, and I'll hang up. But I think this is this thing of these writers saying the word revolution in regard to all these riots is fear-based and not fact-based. And I'd love to know what you guys think about that.
Sam, I'll start and you can follow up. There's two types of people showing up at these protests / riots. People who are genuinely concerned, emotionally involved, and want to see the world become a better place. Then there's the people who are organized, who are part of it as a paid professional. If you're being paid to do something, I think that defines you as being professional. They've been recruited, trained, equipped, and paid by Antifa, which is part of George Soros's outfit. And there's no emotion there, even though they may appear to be quite emotional, antagonizing the police. They're doing what they were trained and equipped and paid to do. No emotion whatsoever, at least genuine bona fide emotion. Sam, your response.
Well, what we're seeing right now is irrefutably an insurrection by the Democratic Party and their group. So let's say that you sympathize, empathize, agree with some of the public statements you're seeing on the media that Black Lives Matter. I don't know a single decent human being that wouldn't openly admit that Black Lives Matter. And I don't know a single intelligent human being that wouldn't tell you that all lives matter and all lives are important. And it doesn't matter about skin color. Okay. But let's just say that you like the way that Black Lives Matter is going about protesting police shooting black people on the streets. And you go to Black Lives Matter's website and you see the little donation button. And you click on that because you want to give them $20 just to feel like you're doing something to help the cause. Okay? Let's just say you're in that situation. You're a soccer mom in Austin, Texas, and you're not really a conservative Republican. You've been Democrat most of your life. You're kind of a liberal person, and you consider yourself somebody that wants to see social improvement and social justice. Well, let's talk about what happens to that money. When you click on that button to donate to Black Lives Matter, it takes you to another website. And you go to that website, and you can read their spending report. All of that money goes to Democrat candidates.
Yes, Black it does. Lives I've Matter, seen the website.
Black Lives Matter is an arm of the Democratic Party. So when you see these protests in the street and you see all of this stuff, and it doesn't matter if it's the impeachment, if it's COVID, if it's the Floyd riots, all of these things are orchestrated and organized by the Democratic Party to try and remove Trump from power. Now let's talk about why they want to do that. Well, one, the Democratic Party and the Republican Party both always seek more political power. It is in their nature. But more significantly, okay, is that when the Democratic Party has been trying to unseat a duly elected president since he began running for office. And so this type of insurrection and treason that's going on by the Democratic Party is being kowtowed to by many Republicans. For example, the governor in Missouri just signed legislation into law allowing people to mail votes in a way that's just unprecedented and very difficult to verify. And so we've got a problem in this country, and we've got collectivists / socialists that want to take over, and they want to get rid of this experiment, the Republican government of America. We are not a democracy. We're a republic, and we have been for a while. And
Absolutely.
What you're seeing is fundamentally an insurrection by a small group of people.
I'm looking for charges hopefully, from the Justice Department on some of the major contributors to these groups that are, in fact, committing insurrection. I read the sedition law before I called in, you know, all the ramifications of it, not just what U.S. code says. And in my mind, there are people like George Soros right now that could be charged with sedition. All right, you guys have a good day. I'll let you continue. I've taken up enough of your time, and I sincerely thank you, gentlemen, for your comments.
Thank you, Tim.
Tim, take care.
All right, bye-bye.
By the way, Tim is a host here at Republic Broadcasting. His show is every Saturday from 10 a.m. till noon Central Time on Republic Broadcasting. We began about 6 or 8 weeks ago, Sam, trying to keep the focus on Firearms Monday on firearms, but it's difficult to do so, isn't it, sir?
Well, it can be with these pressing events, but, you know, we've been warning people to get a good semi-auto rifle and a good red dot sight and a good thermal sight and cleaning supplies and spare parts, firing pins and springs, for the better part of 18 months now, I think, right. John. Haven't we?
That's about right. And procrastination is a very expected human response, isn't it, sir?
It is by about 70% of the population, and it's one of these things where people have been so comfortable for so long, particularly people that live in the suburbs and in the country, not necessarily the cities. The cities have a little more turmoil on average. People have been so comfortable for so long that they hear us talk, they hear the words, you need to get a firearm, you need to get training, you need to get a thermal sight so you're not blind at night, you can find threats. And they think, well, maybe some people do, but I don't. Well, guess what? This is going to reach everybody. This is eventually going to affect every American. And if you can't defend your home against a bunch of rioters, And I'm going to tell you a story. I have a business partner. He's a young man. He's got lots of money. He helped us build the Freedom Center. He was down mowing on the tractor for 10 hours on Saturday, trying to help clean up the place and make it look nice. And he has kind of been a little resistant in practicing with his handgun or with his AR-15. Well, his buddy asked him to come over and spend the night so they could get up early and get some work done. And so he lives in St. Louis, and he went to stay at his friend's house, and he was sleeping on the sofa. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, a large band of protesters started pounding on the front door and then throwing stuff through the windows of this man's home. Now, here my business partner is as a guest. Doesn't have his handgun with him, doesn't have an AR with him. His buddy's house that he's staying in, this guy has no firearms at all. And so one of them grabs a baseball bat and the other one grabs like a broomstick or something. Okay, you don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be that gal. Okay, when there's 30 to 50 angry men outside your home because they don't like the color of your skin, okay, and they start busting your windows and trying to kick your door in, you'll want something other than a baseball bat, a broomstick, or a kitchen knife.
That's... I don't even know how to comment. What is the attitude of the young man now, sir?
Well, he's like, Sam, I gotta get a pistol I can carry on me. You know, I said, well, what did you do? He said, well, I ran into this room and I hid under the bed.
Oh, come on.
I'm not kidding. John, I will take a polygraph based on what he told me. Okay, this is exactly what he said. And it's a little frustrating for me because I've been sort of poking at him to do a little more practice when he comes down to work, is to get the pistol out, get the AR out. But, you know, he realized after this event that it wasn't enough just to own a gun, that he had to have it on him. that he had to be carrying it and he had to be good at using it. And for a young guy to come to that conclusion in his 20s, I think is a good thing.
Does he have responsibilities as in wife, children, et cetera?
No, he's a single guy. You know, he works for a food company, and he's a great guy. But he's never felt the need to protect himself or to have the ability until that event. And you know what was funny is these guys came back to the same house at 5 a.m. There were two events.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We got a break. People need to hear how this ends. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus? For a one-time donation to RBN of only $500. It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is Farmers Monday. Sam Andrews, the Freedom Center USA Facebook page. It's Freedom Center USA. Well, we're waiting with bated breath to hear the outcome of the second event at 5 a.m.
Well, the second event, they broke more windows, pounded on the door again, and these guys didn't have anything firearms related to defend their home or their lives with. And It's just...
Were there other occupants of the home, women, children?
No, just the two of the guys, you know.
All right.
Just the two guys. And the guy that owned the home was a little older. He wasn't in his mid-20s. He was a little older than that. And I can't even tell you how stunned I am that a grown man would not have a firearm in today's day and age, in this political environment, and all of the things that are going on, and not be willing to spend a couple $100 to get some training. I can't even imagine people being that naive. But I want to remind everybody, the policeman cannot protect you. As a matter of fact, the policemen are resigning the police forces in the big cities en masse. Not so much in the counties, in the rural areas, but the policemen in the cities are all resigning. The good cops are leaving. The policemen are shorthanded. They don't have proper resources. They don't have proper training. They can't even defend their own patrol cars or their own precincts.
They're not allowed to. They're put on stand down.
John, stop saying that. It's not the politicians.
It is.
It's the logistics. They don't have enough people. Well, they don't have enough training.
Okay, I'm not aware of that. All I'm aware of is the orders from the mayor of Washington to put these men on stand.
John, let's talk about Ferguson. Straight up logistics, okay? There were 3 MP units that were tasked by the governor and activated to come help in Ferguson. One group was held in the airport. Another group was sent to guard the Federal Reserve Building. Another group was sent downtown Clayton to protect the government building and the big banks there. Okay? A small number of National Guard were deployed to Ferguson. Now let's talk about what Ferguson looked like on the worst night of violence. Because small police departments from all around Missouri sent 1 or 2 men to help St. Louis County police and to help Ferguson police protect the firehouse and the police station. So they had, depending on the time of day, between 500 and 700 men surrounding the firehouse and the police station. They had a large group of people protecting City Hall in Ferguson, surrounding that building, which was about a mile north of the firehouse and police station. Now, we were on buildings about 150 yards to the north of the firehouse and police station, protecting the people living in apartments and protecting the businesses there. Okay, I saw this whole thing. I was on the highest roof in the area with really good optics. I watched the whole thing go down.
Hold that thought. Well, we'll finish this after the top of the hour break.
Jesus.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.